And so we come into our sitting practice, and we're in a nice, secluded, pleasing place, whether indoors or outdoors. We're doing the best we can to be in a place of quiet and seclusion. And we're setting our intentions for being here. We're reminding ourselves that for today's practice, we're going to really be very diligent about cultivating stillness, a steadiness of mind, collectedness, if you will. And to do this with attitudes of warmth and kindness, interest, and a deep acceptance of how things are. Not fighting whatever the reality of the moment is offering. So as Sylvia Boorstein so beautifully says, may I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend. She also has gone on to say, the only reality is this moment and how I meet it. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend. So really feeling into how you would express your intentions and attitudes for practice today. And engage with a deliberate posture. What works for you? And then choosing a way to practice today. And we talked about many different ways of practicing with the breathing, breath and body as a whole, possibly counting breaths. Or maybe it's about noticing the sensations of the breathing, feeling the end of the out-breath. Some days we really gather the attention best with body scan or anything that helps us truly release and relax and calm the body mind and let go. Sometimes we'll choose to say a word that is comforting or loving kindness phrases. So choosing a way for yourself to come into stillness, strong intention to gather the awareness into here to now fully as a friend and practicing in the silence with your chosen method. remembering, we're not staring at our chosen method. Rather, it's more fluid. We're returning again and again to how we've chosen to practice. We may have embarked on a particular way of practice, and as we go, something else reveals itself to us. And we might gently, kindfully, mindfully, wisely shift to that. Noticing if it's more calming and settling and gathering. And if it's not, then possibly returning to how we were practicing so that we don't fuel restlessness. Sometimes we start with one method and then it opens into another. such as a body scan, then shifting into breath and body as a whole, and then to maybe a focus on the breath in one area. So finding our way with practice, without judgment. May I meet this moment fully. May I meet it as a friend. And noticing with that, what in this moment is truly lacking? What in this moment is truly lacking? And in these last few minutes of our practice, being aware of any benefits from the practice. Is there possibly a pleasant feeling tone? Some calmness, collectedness, stillness. Possibly even a sense of well-being, happiness, even joyfulness. Simply being aware, nothing to construct, just noticing in body, in heart, in mind. And whatever modicum of well-being may possibly be here, really, really noticing that, really underlining that for yourself. Ah, this is what it feels like. It's like this. Without clinging, trying to construct how to get more, but just appreciating. Oh, it's like this. This well-being. And listening to this piece from Mary Oliver. Can you imagine, for example, what the trees do, not only in lightning storms or the watery dark of a summer's night or under the white nets of winter, but now, and now, and now, whenever we're not looking. Surely you can't imagine they don't dance from the root up, wishing to travel a little, not cramp so much, as wanting a better view or more sun, or just as avidly more shade. Surely you can't imagine they just stand there, loving every minute of it. The birds or the emptiness. The dark rings of the years, slowly and without a sound, thickening. And nothing different unless the wind, and then only in its own mood, comes to visit. Surely you can't imagine patience and happiness like that.